Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Nikki,
and Aria. And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We were talking about the In-N-Out Burger, which they are taking a stand against the San Francisco vaccination mandate. One of their restaurants was closed by San Francisco enforcers recently, and rather than begging and pleading and crying to the masters in government, In-N-Out Burger is just making a stand, and they're saying, hey, quote, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It's unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers. And finally,
used to be a thing called HIPAA, I think was what it was called.
It's still there.
They're just ignoring it?
Yeah, I guess. The clear governmental overreach is intrusive, improper, and offensive. And I want to get back to the story, but let's go to Dale. He's been waiting patiently on the line in Georgia. Dale, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. I'm really curious about Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
I've done some research, and everything I've read, like on the Google or whatever, is I come away just like it's Moon Man talk. I'm not a critic. I'm just interested. Like when you're mining for Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
All right, am I wrong in this analogy that it's kind of like playing Keno with the lottery where you're matching numbers, or is that completely wrong?
It's not complete. It's more like trying to hack a really complicated safe.
Okay.
And you don't actually do anything. So, like, all of the mining is if you get a special piece of equipment, it's a special, like, computer that is targeted to do one task. At least that's with Bitcoin. There's different types of miners for different types of coins. But we're just talking about the main number one coin, which is Bitcoin. You've got to get a very special kind of piece of hardware. It has to be
very expensive.
Yep. It has to be set up in a certain way. And then it just runs. And what it does is it's trying to, what they call, mine a block or find the block or something. And that involves solving a very complex cryptographic equation, and the odds are you're not going to do it, but you know, every now
it's
and then
crypto somebody coin. Huh? The general term is crypto coin, not just it's not Bitcoin.
The cryptocurrency, yeah, cryptocurrency is the general. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I'm getting it. How is value applied to it when you is it just people acknowledge, accept, and honor the value, like you do gold or money or anything, you know, cash.
It's primarily just demand of people wanting Bitcoin that gives it value.
It's the trading that goes on constantly. So it's the same way that gold and silver gets its price, is there are markets where people are constantly trading dollars for gold and gold for dollars and silver for gold and silver for dollars or silver for yen and yen for silver. And right, so there's these marketplaces all around the planet where people trade government monies, usually, for these other things. And so the same thing's happening with Bitcoin, where right now, as we speak, there are thousands of online exchanges that are in business, and I'll get you the exact number here, at least according to CoinMarketCap. Oh, CoinMarketCap says there's only 411 exchanges. I think they're leaving some of them out. But anyway, there's hundreds of exchanges that are in business out there.
Can I just get like a couple of $100 of Bitcoin, you know, because, I mean, I'm poor.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can.
And just use it on the Internet generally, right, to
You really can't use Bitcoin in any meaningful sense off the internet, although there are things called paper wallets and physical Bitcoins, which are more kind of gimmicky than anything else. I mean, paper wallets have their use, but you know, for the most part, Bitcoin's an online experience. So, yes, you can buy a fraction. Yeah, it is interesting, and you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. So, yeah, if you've got a couple $100 or $50 or, you know, $100 or whatever, you can buy that amount of Bitcoin and hold on to it, and you can use it if you want, or you can hold on to it and wait and see and see if the price goes up.
It's hard for me to hold on to. Yeah. Now, so my nephew, he's got a really super gaming computer.
Yeah. It won't be enough for Bitcoin.
It
might be able to do one of the alternative coins out there, of which there are thousands of these things. CoinGecko reports over 9,800 cryptocurrencies are out there right now. So some of them can be used with a gaming graphics card.
Yeah, like Ravencoin or Vertcoin or any of the X16R tokens.
But it'll basically knock out the entire computer's usability. So if you're mining on a computer that normally you would do a word process or play a game or something like that, or browse the web on.
As running it like overnight yesterday, would that kind of get you a few dollars?
It gets you something. Yeah,
but it will destroy that graphics card.
Far
quicker. I mean, it's running at 100% capacity overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to make sure it's got good cooling, and you know, it's at some point that fan's going to burn out.
Yeah, it's going to reduce the lifespan severely.
Hmm?
That's awesome. Okay, I get it. I kind of get it. Like, I kind of get string theory.
Let me just want to caution you on mining, though. If you have power that's cheap, it might be worth doing as something that's, like, worthwhile. Otherwise, it's just a hobby. Otherwise, it's just, like, a thing that you're learning to do and you're experimenting with.
I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I did mine a bunch of Ravencoin back in the day, and got up to several thousand of them, I think, and Ravencoin was like a tenth of a penny or something like that. And of course, I don't know what it's at now, but it hit like 7 cents at some point or something like that. So if you hold on to it long enough, it's possible that it could prove to have been, you know, profitable.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Is it just people globally saying, I accept this as legal tender, which is what we do with the dollar?
They're accepting it as payment.
Let's clarify something, Dale.
That's so interesting.
Hold on, Dale.
I find that so interesting.
Yeah, I want to clarify, though, what you said, because the term legal tender is a legal term. That is something that governments, a term that governments use.
Sure.
Legal tender is something that only a government can anoint, right? So when the government says the dollar is legal tender, what that means is dollars must be accepted under the penalty of violence, meaning the government will throw you in a jail cell. Dollars must be accepted for payments of debt, public or private. That's what it means to be legal tender here in the United States. So cryptocurrency isn't, quote, legal tender in the United States, but it's not illegal either to use it as payment. So it's still, in the same way that I could give you an ounce of gold and buy a car from you, I could also give you some Bitcoin and buy, you know, something from you as well. So it's not illegal, as I understand it, to use these things, but it's not legal tender.
Man, you've really helped me out. Y'all have really, that's, I think I've got a clearer picture of it. It's okay by me. It's just, I'll just have to look into it more.
I'm curious, you said you have a son that's got this gaming machine?
No, my nephew.
Nephew, okay. Does he have any crypto yet? Have you talked to him about this?
No, we have a, you have to get a piece of software. He has the hardware that might kind of do it, but.
Well, I'm willing to bet if he's got a gaming PC, he's pretty tech savvy, presumably.
Probably.
And he probably knows a fair bit about cryptocurrency.
He probably
I'm willing
does.
To bet he's probably got some.
He may already have this stuff, which is kind of one of the cool things because, you know, you don't have to wait till you're 18 years old to get into cryptocurrency. There's not some
banker. Well, he's all grown up. He's in your Georgia National Guard.
Oh.
And I don't get to see him that much. Yeah, he's a smart cookie.
Okay.
And
go talk to him and see if he can help you out with this, because or there's also sometimes like local groups as well, like local cryptocurrency meetups and things like that. So see if you can find one of those in your area. That's always a good way to get some questions answered. And of course, we're always happy to help here. It's always good to get newbie questions. Thank you, Dale, for the call tonight. These are important questions. A lot of people have these questions, and we're happy to talk about it. So thanks for the call tonight.
The biggest misconception is that people think they have to buy an entire Bitcoin.
Yep. He brought that one up. Yeah. So 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency, In-N-Out Burger. Oh, by the way, San Francisco Chronicle, within the last few hours, published a hit piece against In-N-Out Burger as a company. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're just reading through the hit piece that was released just hours ago by the restaurant critic of the San Francisco Chronicle, just attacking as bad, as you know, dirty as she can against In-N-Out Burger.
And just because, a fast food chain.
Yeah, just right. Because they stood up for themselves. Because they dared to say, we don't think our employees should be checking IDs of customers that just want to come get a damn French fry. And a hamburger.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with that entirely. The idea that society is accepting it as normal anywhere in the United States, that you have to give your ID if you want a Big Mac or whatever, is disturbing.
And it's happening, of course, in San Francisco, where the restaurant critic, I'm just going to read you her bio. Salil Ho's tenure as the Chronicle's restaurant critic began in 2019. It's not much of a tenure. She was previously a freelance food and pop culture writer, a podcast maker, and a restaurant chef. She also hosts the Chronicle's food podcast, Extra Spicy, with columnist Justin Phillips. Her seminal work, The Racist Sandwich Podcast, covered the myriad ways in which food intersects with race, class, and gender.
The Racist Sandwich Podcast.
Yeah, that's who this person is.
I have a hard time understanding how food can do any of that.
The people making food, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, how is like, oh, here's a slice of cheesecake. Oh, you're being sexist.
And the racist. The history of cheesecake is that blah, blah, blah.
It was used by Italians to oppress the North Africans, certainly.
Right. Just give me the damn food. I'm hungry, okay? And by the way,
before you eat this cheeseburger, you have to learn the full history of how it was used to mistreat Native Americans in American history.
A lot of the restaurants in places like San Francisco have closed indoors because they don't want to have to deal. Like, they want to stay open, but they don't want to have to, you know, have their employees enforcing this stuff on customers. Yeah. So they just figured the best way to do this is to lock the doors and to go drive-through only. Because why bother? You can't afford to hire anybody else. The place is at a skeleton crew to begin with. And so it keeps it simple. We've seen restaurants doing this around here.
Yeah.
Just because they don't have enough crew.
Yeah, it's not because they have to enforce anything. It's just because they... McDonald's here in Keene closes, from what I can tell, at least twice a week. Like, just doesn't open.
During the day.
At all. Yeah. From what I can
just
tell.
Just because of staffing issues. So, yeah, it's not like there's a mandate in place here. There's no crazy vaccine mandate here. And it's just, there's just not enough people to work. So they just said, you know what, we're going drive-through only, and that's it. In-N-Out Burger, I guess they figured they would just keep it going and see what happened, and now they got shut down, sadly. But at least they're standing up for themselves and speaking out, so kudos.
I mean, it sounds like In-N-Out Burger was treating their staff at least decently, you know, not requiring them to enforce stupid mandates and probably paying them fairly decently. So maybe their staffing issues weren't as bad as they were everywhere else.
No, they were putting everybody at risk.
Well, the woman at the restaurant critic says that they don't care. She says In-N-Out leadership doesn't care about their workers. They don't care about you. She says
they care about their workers enough to say, hey, look, intervening and stopping a customer is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Then there's viral videos all over the internet showing people exactly how bad it can go. Not to mention, people have died from doing this stuff.
And honestly, I don't need In-N-Out Burger to care about me.
No,
I can care about
her.
I mean,
don't spit in my food.
If they cared about you, they probably wouldn't be serving you fast food. Let's just be honest. They serve fast food. I think it's a given. They don't care about you.
Yeah. So I'll post this link. When I post the In-N-Out story, I'll also post the hit piece by the San Francisco Chronicle. It's interesting that they chose to do this. They felt like they needed to go and strike out against this company.
To take the time. This person took the time out of their day to write this.
At a restaurant that is closed in the city that this newspaper is printed in. She's almost literally beating a dead
horse.
Like
grave dancing, basically.
I'm glad she did it, though, because it was pretty entertaining.
I can't imagine any aspect of the Racist Sandwich Podcast is going to be interesting.
Awful.
But, man, just by that name, I'm tempted to
check it out.
I want to know how bad it really is.
Salil Ho is her name.
last name.
Of course it is. She's also probably trans and an owlkin or something.
Probably. So let's talk about some other good news, Aria. You had a story, apparently, about some protests, some walkouts happening at hospitals in various different places, I presume?
Yeah, so it doesn't lead off saying where it happened, but hospitals taxed by the pandemic over the last 20 months now have a new problem. Labor strife and a wave of resignations have people waiting longer for care. Exactly what, like we said, would happen mm-hmm. when they introduced these mandates. Months of marathon shifts and onslaught of verbal and even physical abuse from patients and the public, and you've talked about this, Nikki.
Yep.
And perennial complaints over low pay and staffing shortages are stirring unrest at a particularly critical moment in the pandemic.
Who do you think has it worse, nurses or fast food workers, as far as, like, bad customer, you know, behavior?
I don't know. We get, like, crazy people.
I mean, nurses probably have it worse, because we're not trying to save people's lives or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get, like, legitimate, like, mentally ill people.
That's true.
Is it worse
so
now?
So do fast food workers.
Because the people that work in hospitality say customers are worse yeah. in the last 2 years since COVID, because they're, for whatever reason, they're all uppity.
So what's really happening is people are doing more drugs, basically, to cope with the fact that they were put in lockdown and that all this crazy right. stuff's happening in COVID clown world. So we actually had a lot of people relapsing, people who were clean yep. that started using again because they couldn't go to their AA meetings anymore or they didn't have any of the resources that they were previously
forced
using.
To stay at home. They're
yeah.
depressed.
Yeah, so they're depressed. They're isolated
losing
from everybody.
Their job.
So we're seeing a lot of alcoholics coming in, yep. a lot of drug overdoses, and those people tend to be, especially like people withdrawing from alcohol, they tend
angry.
To, they're angry, they're confused, they're agitated, so most of the time they don't know what they're doing, but when you get a giant man swinging at you, it's not pleasant.
No fun. Yeah, and we predicted that would happen with the relapses here early
yeah.
on. It's like, you're going to lock people up, you're going to force them to stay home, they are going to do things to pass the time, and they're going to fall off the wagon.
We had so many more patients fitting that description rather than COVID patients in my hospital.
I believe it.
I'm not going to lie, we had a good amount of COVID patients. Yeah. I think at our max, we had probably like 40, mm-hmm. which I don't work at a big hospital, so.
But the overdoses are probably still coming in.
Yeah, they've been coming in, and they don't stop.
And it's only going to get worse as this proceeds, but there have been at least 30 strikes of healthcare workers so far this year. More than 500,000 healthcare workers quit in August, the last month for which data is available. That's the most in a single month in more than 20 years. Because that's what you
wow.
want in a pandemic going into winter. You want more than 500,000 yeah. healthcare workers to quit.
I wonder if they're quitting because they know the mandates are coming or they're quitting just because they're sick of it.
I imagine it's a combination of all of it.
Yeah, I think it's mainly burnout. I mean, this has been tough these
now,
past couple of years.
And now walkouts are happening over the mandate specifically? Is that what...
It gets into some of the reasons why, but it's basically because of burnout.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Coming up here, if you want, you can join us. Maybe you work in the industry and you want to weigh in. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Nikki, you've got an update on this infrastructure bill that is going to be trillions of dollars. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. It is Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon underway with a battle damage assessment after a drone attack that targeted American service members in Syria on Wednesday at a U.S. base. near the border with Jordan. At last check, there had been no reports of American casualties, but there had been few details released. Also, no groups have taken responsibility for the attack. President Biden pushing his Build Back Better agenda with a stop in Pennsylvania at his hometown of Scranton, arguing the bipartisan infrastructure package and larger spending plan have nothing to do with what side of the aisle you're on.
There are 45,000 bridges, according to the Society of Engineers. 45,000. A significant portion of them are ready to fall into the water, into the gap that they cover.
And Biden says it's all paid for and won't increase the deficit. And this is USA Radio News. The Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 boosters are getting FDA authorization, as the agencies also said people did not have to get the same brand booster that they did for earlier shots, saying mixing and matching is perfectly fine. Meanwhile, the FAA has imposed a temporary flight restriction over the Carlton Reserve, the swampy area in Florida where they've been looking for Brian Laundry, the fiancé of Gabrielle Petito. Reports were earlier Wednesday that human remains had been found and the medical examiner had been called in, but none of it's been confirmed yet by the FBI. Californians are being warned to get ready for a series of rainmaking storms over the next few days. Sierra Littlefield of the National Weather Service says they're called, I'll let her tell you.
So we actually have an atmospheric river setting up.
An atmospheric river. Anyway, she says the worst of it will flow into Northern California on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on whatever is on your mind. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nikki.
And Aria.
We're talking about some of the walkouts, protests that are going on with healthcare workers at hospitals and such. Aria, what's going on?
Well, it doesn't ever actually say that anyone is quitting over the mandates, right? Or the vaccine mandates.
Okay.
It mostly lists burnout as the reason, not getting paid enough, long hours, marathon shifts,
yeah,
angry patients. The resignations and strikes hit as hospitals are dealing with the Delta variant. An influx of chronically ill patients who postponed care last year. A poor decision, and in many states...
Well, hold on. A lot of people didn't postpone care. They weren't allowed to get care, remember?
That's true.
Oh, you need to have this thing fixed? Well, we're not doing that right now. Due to COVID, you'll just have to come back later and have your liver transplant done, or whatever.
Yeah, the elective surgeries, but elective surgeries could mean, like, anything, you know?
Imagine how many people are going to die early because they weren't allowed to do cancer screenings or whatever last year.
Yeah.
How about the people that are going to die because they can't get a kidney transplant because they're not allowed to if they don't have a vaccine? That's a thing now.
Yeah,
that's happened. Nikki, you were saying, I think it was off the air, that was a hospital you know about?
No, I met this man in person, and he was telling me that he needs both of his kidneys replaced and that he was told that unless he gets vaccinated that he can't get his kidney replacement. He'll stay on the list. and he'll slowly work his way up. But once he gets to the top of the list, if he's not vaccinated, they'll skip him and go to the next person.
Because there was a story, I don't know if this is I would guess this isn't the same guy. There was a guy who got a letter, or a gal, I don't know who it was, because they blanked out the name on the letter, but somebody posted a letter from, like, the Department of Colorado or something. It was like a Colorado, college hospital or something. And they said exactly the same yep. thing to this person. Was, okay, yep, we'll still keep you on the list, but unless you get vaccinated, you're never going to get the kidney you want.
Yeah.
Need. Yeah, right. You need. Yeah. Sorry, your life just isn't that important compared to these people.
Despicable.
So it's happened to more than one person, unless that's the same guy, and I doubt that it
is. No, it's not the same guy, because this was in Massachusetts. Right. So
these labor issues also come amid a broader staffing crunch that has forced health systems in regions hit hard by the Delta variant.
Oh, but do no harm.
Yeah, right. That's what they say.
That's what they say. It's like the doctor's creed or whatever, right?
So now they have to rely on expensive traveling nurses, the National Guard, or state officials loosening licensing requirements to expand the pool of possible staff.
Well, how are they going to rely on the National Guard when now there's talk, at least, that now they want the National Guard to go to the ports? Because remember,
the
ports are also not moving product fast enough.
Yeah.
Of course, there's not enough trucks to put them on, so that's another problem.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when government gets involved. I had an article about this yesterday, and we just never got into it. Mm-hmm. Now they're just dumping these cargo containers in front of people's driveways and stuff.
What?
What?
Because they got them off the ships now because Biden was like, keep the port open 24/7.
Yeah.
But they have nowhere to put them. That was what caused them to have to stay out there in the first place, so they're just dumping them in front of people's houses.
Oh,
like,
my God.
We'll move this when we can. That's the government's solution to this problem, is relocating the problem to your front lawn.
Wow. Wow, that's nuts.
And that's actually happening on the West Coast.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's completely stupid.
And I don't even think they'll have enough National Guard people to do all these jobs.
No.
Because they want them in the hospitals, they want them at the ports, and they want them to drive school buses. So it's like, they're just having them do it. They're probably going to have them start working at the local McDonald's because they don't have enough staff. You know, it's like ridiculous.
I just want to suggest to parents, if you go to put your kid on the school bus one day and you see some military dude there, just let your kid stay home that
just
day.
Just don't put them on there ever.
Find a new
school. Yeah, homeschool your kids.
Yeah, you should be doing that before the military shows up. Like, just don't send your kids to government school, period.
Absolutely. So this frustration is translating into organized walkouts across the country. Thousands of workers are striking in some of the nation's largest health systems, none of which have I ever heard of. On Monday, 250 nurses in Chicago's Community First Medical Center voted to go on strike. Hmm. Multiple employees contacted by Politico said healthcare workers feel like they've gone from, quote, heroes to zeros in the eyes of the public, making it harder to tolerate the underlying stresses of the job. And it never actually says that this is because of the mandate.
You're right.
But
keeping that out.
But that line right there, that's one of the ones that people who have been protesting the mandates have been saying. So,
I've heard Nikki say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were heroes last year. This year, you're a zero.
Yeah. This year you're being thrown away, literally, like a tissue.
Yeah.
Yep. Used up, thrown away.
It got to the point where seeing signs outside the hospitals, heroes work here, appeared a little hollow. It's almost like it's been forgotten. Healthcare workers.
It was hollow back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
It always was.
And it was gross.
But now we don't even get the pizza parties. At least during like the beginning, we were getting like monthly pizza parties. Yeah. Now we don't even get that.
Healthcare workers who spoke with Politico said they had hoped to capitalize on the public goodwill they banked at the outset of the health crisis and seize this moment while demand for their services has never been higher. While they acknowledge they may incur public scorn for walking off the job in the middle of the pandemic, they say they have no choice but to exert whatever leverage they have.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really say what they're trying to achieve, but the fact that they're not mentioning that suggests that they're trying to do something about the vaccine mandate. That's just what I'm feeling from this.
So, Nikki, have you heard about any kind of organizing where you work? Is there anything?
Not really where I work, but in St. Vincent's, that's a hospital in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, even, I think this still was during COVID, but they've been striking for like almost a year. I think it was because
so who's
of
working scabs.
It was basically it was because of staffing conditions, and actually one of our new hires actually came from that hospital because she was like, "Well, I need to start working, and I'm not going to work there." but I can't promise her that this hospital will be any better. I think all of the...
You're about ready to be fired yourself.
Yeah, I guess this is my... Next week's going to be my last week working there, so...
Or at least we'll see how long before they give you the pink slip, right? Because you're just going to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if these nurses aren't protesting and striking because of the mandates, whether they know it or not, they're still striking and protesting because of the mandates. Because they're already overworked, understaffed, and underpaid, and they're going to lose something like 20% of their coworkers, which is just going to make them... More understaffed and more overworked?
It's really just a snowball effect because I know where I work, we've been getting a lot of people quitting and going to better hospitals. I mean, people are literally commuting to Boston, and that's like an hour drive from where I'm at. So people are just looking for better working conditions, and the more people that quit, then nurses are getting mandated to stay for extra shifts. Mm. We don't have enough staff.
How long is a typical shift? 12 hours?
8 hours where I work. So instead of working 8 hours, now you're working 16 hours unless you can find somebody to come in early for you. But then in that case, you're still working a 12 to 13 hour shift. So you're working 4 to 8 hours longer than you were expecting to work.
16-hour shifts. I mean, you're talking about mistakes are going to start to be made, right?
Yeah, like people, I mean, people's lives are going to be at stake. Like, this is not safe. So people are quitting because, I mean, that's ridiculous. To expect people to work under these conditions. So it's like the more people that quit, the worse the conditions get, then, you know, it's just, it's a vicious cycle. So I honestly don't see how hospitals are going to stay open for much longer that are running like that.
I imagine a fair bit of them are going to close.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to start seeing those closures and how soon.
Well, I predicted that if they enforced the vaccine mandate where I work, that the hospital was going to close. Because that's like 20% of our staff. But then, you know, I'm being told that some people are actually caving
because they're
scared. I mean, they have kids. They have houses.
They got bills.
They're scared of losing their jobs. And as much as I want to say, no, stand up for what you believe in. Like, this is an important cause. Like, don't back down. I don't have kids. You know, I have a support network that I can fall back on. Not everybody has that. So.
And they know it.
And they know it,
these people.
Yeah, and it's disgusting that they're putting people in this position. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Nope.
They don't care.
I mean, if they cared, the hospitals would have never been that understaffed and the nurses that underpaid in the first place.
Yeah.
It's all about obedience. They want people to get this experimental medication. And now, breaking news, as of just a few hours ago, the Food and Drug Administration is now authorizing booster doses of COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, and now you can mix and match, according to...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Maybe there's something happening where you work, where people are standing up for themselves, because ultimately that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people who are willing to say no to whatever the mandates are, whether they be vaccine passports or vaccine mandates or whatever we're talking about here. If people don't say no, then they're just going to keep on coming up with new mandates, new businesses that are going to be told to shut down or else. And it's never going to stop. New rules, new regulations, they'll just keep shoving them right down your throat until you go out of business or get gobbled up by a larger competitor or whatever. They don't care what happens to you.
None of this stuff is ever going away.
No. No, I'm sorry, it's not. In fact, there was another something else by, I think it was the FDA, because they're trying to push for kids getting the vaccine, right?
Yep.
Like, that's the next step besides boosters, which
the
is
least
the other
at-risk population, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? And I heard, this is just something, I didn't fact check this, but someone told me that Pfizer was telling the FDA, like, we cannot approve this for kids. We are seeing too many adverse reactions.
Even Pfizer is
admitting
this?
Even Pfizer was saying, like, we can't give this to little kids.
Well, they're working on it, and the FDA lady or whatever, it's one of them, was recorded saying, basically, they intend to continue to mandate masks. So if they are going to, even if they vaccinate all these kids, they're still going to have to wear masks after that. So that's not going to get your kids that, you know, if you're an obedient serf who does everything the government tells you, and you think that getting your kids vaccinated is going to get them to be able to not wear masks so they can actually see people, like, smiles on their face, see their friends, and connect like a human being again,
This is permanently screwing up so many kids.
Yeah, all
it's
these
horrifying.
Kids are going to have personality disorders.
Yeah, because
they're going to be like sociopaths.
Yeah.
This is not right.
You're supposed to see people's faces.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like,
it's a developmental thing, yeah. You need to be able to see if an adult is, you know, going to cause you harm or whatever, if somebody's angry at you or you're doing a good thing. You know, you need to have that reaction to be able to experience those nonverbal forms of communication. They're so important. And that's just all being wiped away. Oh, some kid might get sick. Well, they'll survive.
Yeah.
But they might not survive the vaccine.
That's That's what kids do best. Get sick. That's like the whole point, and that's how they build up their immune systems.
Duh.
I mean, do you remember chicken pox parties?
Yes.
People were having their kids sucking on lollipops, and then you'd mail the lollipop to, you know, someone else. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's how you build up immunity.
All of that has just gone. It's been thrown out the window.
Yeah.
And it is an insane world right now.
Yeah.
But let's go on. There's other news, Nikki, that you wanted to share tonight. And this isn't specific to the vaccines, but it is about crazy government spending.
Yeah. So why is the infrastructure bill deciding the fate of cryptocurrency? I mean, I would love to know, considering infrastructure has nothing to do with cryptocurrency. Congress should not be able to decide the fate of the entire crypto industry through a last-minute provision slipped into a must-pass bill.
Well, they can't. They can make a law or whatever, but they
can try.
They don't have the power to determine the fate of cryptocurrency.
So this is a $1 billion or $1 trillion bill that they just keep sneaking more and more things into. I think it has something like over 4,000 pages. So
it's only $1 trillion? I thought it was a $3.5 trillion.
It might be.
Okay.
So the bipartisan infrastructure bill has a new deadline of October 31st. But an important question that still looms is, why is a must-pass bill ostensibly focused on America's infrastructure deciding the fate of cryptocurrencies? If you scroll through the infrastructure bill to page 2,419, that alone is just telling you how ridiculous this is. 2,419, and that's not even the end. That's just like the middle.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You'll find in section, wait for this. You'll find in section 80,603, where two curious provisions manage to turn the cryptocurrency industry upside down. The first amends that the Internal Revenue Code to redefine the term broker so that it includes any person who is responsible for regularly providing any service effectuating transfers of digital assets on behalf of another person.
So this is back, basically. The crypto industry was all in a tizzy about this earlier this summer, redefining a broker, and they thought they were going to make some headway, and they were going to beg some politicians, and the politicians were going to listen, and nope.
So in short, this requires not just exchanges like Coinbase or Robinhood to report personal information to the government, but also miners and developers, which honestly doesn't even make sense. Why such an overstep is grounds for objection in and of itself, it's made worse by the fact that it is requiring an impossible standard of reporting. Miners may effectuate transfers, but that is not because someone personally contracted them to do so. Rather, they are simply doing their part to validate the blockchain, and the blockchain itself is publicly available. The government is able, just like anyone else, to see the limited information that miners have. At best, this requirement represents a fundamental misunderstanding of the cryptocurrency industry.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you telling me that politicians don't understand cryptocurrency? And they're going to write laws about it?
Well, the letter they wrote to Mark Zuckerberg clearly showed they understand cryptocurrency.
You're joking.
Absolutely, I'm joking.
Yeah, these people are a bunch of old people who have no clue.
No clue what they're talking about.
The internet's a series of tubes.
That's right.
Right. So at best, this is just showing their fundamental misunderstanding of the cryptocurrency industry. At worst, it sets a de facto ban on mining and other routine activities in the industry. Scroll through another couple pages and you'll see where matters get worse. The bill also seeks to include digital assets, i.e. cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and the like, in section 60,501 of the IRC. At first glance, that probably does not sound very intimidating. However, if we turn the IRC itself, the magnitude of this amendment becomes clear. The section in question requires any business transaction of $10,000 or more in cash to be reported to the government along with name, address, and social security number of the payer. Failure to do so within 15 days can result in fines and even felony charges. Without even a notice to the public, the infrastructure bill would require the same reporting on digital assets.
Presumably, if you're moving $10,000 worth of cryptocurrency from one point to another, you would have to report it?
Yeah.
Or the miners would? It's unclear.
Yes,
both, but the miners wouldn't be able to, I don't think, right?
No, because they wouldn't have that information.
Exactly. So it just it shows that they have no clue what they're talking about, or I don't know.
It's hard to know how this will be interpreted and what all this is going to mean.
It sounds unenforceable.
It is unenforceable. I mean,
well, they can make Coinbase and enforce it, but they're already doing the bidding of government.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it'll be mostly unenforceable until they find somebody they want to enforce it on, in which case then they'll enforce the crap out of it.
Yeah.
They'll get all the information that person has from all the centralized exchanges, and they'll just go whole hog on that one individual. Or that company, or whatever. Whoever they want to pick on.
Yeah.
It would be hard for them to prove, though.
But that's what it seems like they're trying to do. So, the article also continues to say that the committee estimated that the new reporting requirements could yield $28 billion over the course of a decade. That $28 billion created a challenge when senators tried to amend the bill to remove the section on cryptocurrencies. If the section was removed, they would have needed to scramble to find a new source of $28
billion. $28 billion is like chump change for these people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Why are they even bothering?
And where are they getting this number from? Do they know that this is exactly... If they were to tax cryptocurrency, this is what would they would get?
They would have no idea.
And
they
also,
no
it kind of seems like a lowball.
It might be.
There's literally no way to tell.
It's all about obedience. We want you to fill out more forms. We want you to make cryptocurrency more difficult to use because they don't want people using cryptocurrency.
Right.
That's what this is about. Because if it's about $28 billion, they can just send a notice to the Treasury Department and tell them to get some Federal Reserve notes going and, you know, increase the money supply of $28 billion. So it's not about that. It's about obedience.
Well, it's a $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
And in there, they're trying to raise $28 billion.
Right.
I can already see a problem. I mean,
yeah.
$28 billion, as you pointed out, that's nothing to them. How quickly do they spend money?
Fast.
I think it's a few billion every second or something.
I don't know. There's a website called Debt Clock, U.S. Debt Clock, which it's just cranking away constantly.
It's constantly going faster and faster.
I'm so glad that I don't care. And I'm so glad that I don't care that they're destroying the USD. I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they increased debt ceiling. Remember they had that whole debt ceiling deadline thing like a week ago?
Did they increase it?
They increased it by like 400 and something billion dollars, and it's only going to make it to December 3rd. Then they're going to go through the whole thing again in like, what's that, 6 weeks? Five?
Something like that?
Yeah, so 6 weeks. You do the math. What does that break down to? Yeah. $80 million or $80 billion a week or something like that?
Incompetent.
All right, there's more coming up here tomorrow. We'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.